Hello and welcome back to In a Cafe. I'm your host, Brian Greenwald. Today, okay, well, first off, I am going to tell you my drink order. I'm currently drinking a hot latte because it's a little cold right now. It's early spring, so it's one of those weeks where it's like one day it's like freaking like, I don't know, like, it was, like, 70 degrees one day, and, like, today's literally back down to, like, 40, so it's freezing again, and I don't know what to wear this week. That's what I've been up to, but, so since it's cold again, I'm drinking a hot latte just to keep me warm, but it has some spices in it. It has, like, some ginger, and cinnamon, and something else. I totally forget what else is in it, but it tastes truly amazing, but, today I wanted to talk about why I buy nostalgic and vintage products from a time I didn't even live in. It's kind of something that's come up more recently. I have a friend doing their thesis on this idea, actually, but I kind of wanted to dissect it from my own perspective because I feel like I'm definitely one of those consumers that constantly look for that kind of retro vintage feel in like everything I own, including like the clothes I wear, even down to like the music I listen to. And I thought it was interesting because a lot of the stuff I take in or consume actually comes from a time that I had like no part in, like I wasn't even alive. And a lot of the stuff my parents didn't even, like, I didn't even really grow up with a lot of that stuff either, because my parents didn't really share that with me growing up. They're very modern people and kind of people who love to just move forward with all of their stuff, including like technology and even music that they listen to. And so I've never really consumed that growing up, and so I found it so interesting why I get such nostalgic feeling from products I really have no association with. So I wanted to start off by defining what nostalgia means. It means a sentimental longing or wistful affection for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations. Walking into an antique store is one of my favorite things of all time. The sight of little knickknacks that are so randomly placed, a little monkey figurine next to a 1970s Batman, next to a stunning 70s stained glass lamp. There's a warmth that comes from discovering these objects and remembering a time you never lived in. What is it about? I never lived in the 70s, but when I see these objects, I'm sent to my grandmom's old house, where I spent countless days in my imagination, creating the grounds of my childhood. These material things, there's so much more than just an object somebody used to own. But why do I buy vintage products that I have no association with, but still, it still feels like something? They don't even play an integral part in our daily society, like a portable cassette player I just bought. I never played cassettes before now, nor did I own any. My parents did away with those decades ago, so why do I find companionship with them? I think it all has to do with escapism. I think today more than ever, my generation lives in a time where nothing current feels new. Nostalgia plays a key role in commercial media. Everything has been played and used already. We're the generation left with the scraps. But we love reusing the scraps and calling it our own. For me, when I play my cassettes or vinyls, it's me separating myself from the world I live in just for a few minutes. When I'm feeling stressed out from media consumption, which seems to be injected in our every move, from the moment we wake up with our phone alarms, to checking our digital calendars for the day, to social media for updates on our friends, families, and celebrity obsessions, it can get overwhelming. So I turn off my phone, plug in my wired headphones, which today feels foreign, into my blue translucent portable cassette. I hear the snap of plastic hit my ears and static rolls in. Nostalgia and calmness has hit my bloodstream and I am serene. I think it's good to have these objects still exist, and using them as a sort of medicine for our stress and anxiety, it could be helpful. But within all of it comes a sense of ignorance is bliss. In talking of this nostalgia, do we ignore our present-day issues? Do we subside Do we subside the world we currently need to battle? That's an unknown I have right now. I don't think it's something that can be answered within a few words, but rather experience. Maybe putting down the nostalgia for a day could help us wake up to current problems and events, but in doing so, are we not putting our mental health first? There's more questions with that. Because, like, I find it so wild that we really do live in a time where, like, everything has been seen before. Like, even in, like, fashion on runways, it's all reused, and it's, like, it's such a trend to, like, reuse things. I mean, there's literally, like, sections on, like, Urban Outfitters that are, like, reused products, recycled things, and like, it's literally, like, the very pieces that they, like, advertise, you know, which is, like, you know, 10 to 20 years ago, they would never have that on, like, the forefront of their advertisements, but now it's the thing that sells their products. The idea that these are being reused and recycled and you can wear them, and it's, like, things that people owned from, like, the 90s, and, you know, obviously going antique shopping and going thrift shopping, that's obviously been a trend for a little while now, and, like, it's bigger than ever, and it's not stopping. And I think it's even crazier to think now that, like, vinyls are, like, back and this, like, big main thing that people want to sell and own, and it's fun, it's collector's items, and it's just, like, it's crazy to see, like, on social media, which is very ironic that you're, like, looking through your phone, looking through a screen, a digital modern piece of technology, and seeing an advertisement for a vinyl that is from, like, one of your favorite artists, like, and it's new music, and you're like, oh my god, yeah, I want to buy that, but you're looking through a digital device that you can instantly play this music through, but you're like, oh yeah, this advertisement's geared towards me, I'm going to buy this vinyl, and then it sits on your shelf for a while, and you never play it, but it's like, oh, it's a cool collector's item. It's like, what is that about? Like, what is it about our world that we live in right now, where, like, everything is reused? It's wild. I don't think there's answers to these questions right now. I think it would be really fun to dissect this more in later episodes, maybe come up with a part two. If you have any inquisitive things to say or ask, leave a comment on this episode, and we'll talk about it in the part two. I think that would be really fun. I hope you enjoyed this episode and it got you thinking. I'll see you all in the next one. Love ya. Bye.